God bless you. You're about to listen to the voice of the eagle with Prophet Samuel Addison. Prophet Samuel Addison is an anointed servant by the will of God and is graced to operate in the fivefold ministry. As you listen to this tape, be ready to be caught up into unlimited levels of the Spirit and soar unto greater heights. Enjoy the message.
And I'll preach very short. I'm sure that most of you are bringing souls to the church.
Yes,
read for me.
Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief.
He rebuked their unbelief
and hardness of heart.
And what happened?
Because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world.
Go into all the world. It's a command. Go. And do what?
And preach the gospel to every creature. And he who believes, and is baptized, will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned.
Keep on reading.
And these signs will follow those who believe.
So until we move, nothing will follow us.
In my name,
they
will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly, it will by no means hurt
nothing
them.
Nothing will hurt them.
They will lay hands on the sick. And they will recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken to them,
he was received.
He was received up to heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere.
So they obeyed him and they went out and preached everywhere. And like the way they preach everywhere. And what happened?
And they preached everywhere. The Lord working with them and confirming the words through the accompanying signs.
Okay. Father, pray for your presence. Use me to be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Acts chapter 1, verse
8.
But you shall receive power. When the Holy Spirit, has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses.
And when the Spirit comes upon you, you shall be witnesses.
To me. In Jerusalem. And in all Judea and Samaria. And to the end of the way on the earth.
Luke chapter 14, verse 16 to 24.
Then he said to them.
Now watch the story very, very well and make sure you study the story. I'll preach less than 20 minutes. A certain man did what?
Then he said to him. A certain man gave a great supper many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are now ready.
He sent to invite his special guests. He said, come, because all things are ready. And what happened?
But they all with one accord began to make
excuses.
The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground. And I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused.
Please have me excused.
And another said,
I have bought 5 yokes of oxen.
And I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused.
The last one said what?
Still another said, I have married a wife. And therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things
to his master.
Then the master of the house,
being angry,
said to his servant,
go
out quickly.
Go out quickly.
Into the street.
That's where they went everywhere. Go to the street.
And lanes,
Of the city,
and bring in
The poor,
the maimed,
the lame,
and the blind.
22.
And the servant said,
Master,
it is done, as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in,
that my house
may be filled.
The church of God must rise to the commission that God has given to us.
Now,
the last words he spoke to the disciples before he ascended was that go ye into the world.
He never said
stay in the house. He said go ye into the world. And the word go ye is a command he gave them, not advice, but it's no option.
He said, go ye
to the world. And when you go, preach the gospel. Heal the sick. You raise the dead. He said, if you take any deadly thing, nothing will happen to you. And these signs shall follow them that believe.
The
Bible said, they went everywhere. And God confirmed their words with signs and wonders. Christians are used to coming to church, sitting down, hearing the message, going home. Revival service will come with four, receive blessing. We come, God say, you are blessed, I receive. And some even go to church and they fight over a seat, Christians. Whilst the command is not called to come and sit, we are called to go ye. Your Christianity is never completed if you are not a soul winner. Your Christianity is never attractive in the spirit if you are not a soul winner.
So
he said, go ye into the world and preach my gospel. Go ye is far better than staying and sitting. Some have sat in the church for 10 years. Do you know when I became born again? Do you know when I started serving the Lord? We don't know what is the fruit and the results of you going to church for years.
Say any more, say any more. Ababe in our soul and our dear nature.
He said, go into the world and preach my gospel and win souls into my house. But today, Christian, that's why I even started the invasion to move around and preach the gospel, because many people are in cities. Other regions who want to experience what you are experiencing. Most of you've experienced a lot of men of God, a lot of anointings, a lot of oil, but yet you are not winning souls. You are not going out to preach the word. Any church or any pastor who does not encourage his members or encourage the church to go out and preach the gospel, that church is a dead church.
We
are not the light of the church. We are the light of the world. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible declares that you shall receive power. Can somebody clap your hands and shout, I have the power.
I have the power.
Come on, say with the authority.
I have the power.
Clap your hands and shout, I have the power.
He
said, you shall receive power. when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, so that Holy Ghost coming upon you is to do what? And you shall become witnesses. So the power that comes upon you as a believer, and all of you, you carry power. Lift up forward and shout, I carry power. I'm telling you. He said, as many as receive unto them, he gave them the power to become. So no power, no becoming. So all of you here, you have power. But if the power of God is on your life, who are you witnessing to? We must become witnesses. It will surprise you that some of you are sitting down here. Since you became born again, you've never preached to anybody about Christ. You've never won any soul. In fact, it's not your problem.
How?
It's not your problem.
And you know how?
This morning, I'll preach me. I'm just giving you starter. I'll start very
soon.
This morning, I want to show you some few things in the Bible. Luke chapter 14.
Verse 16.
A man, a certain man gave a great supper and invited many people. And he sent his servant at the supper time to say to those who were invited, come, for all things are ready. I told you last week, you have been sent and I have been sent. All with one accord began to make excuses. Follow me carefully. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground and I must go and sell it. And I have and ask you to have me excuse. Verse 19. And another said, I have bought a 5 yoke of oxen and I'm going to test them. And I have asked you to have me excuse. Still another said, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. So the servants came and reported these things to the master.
Catch you in the pen, you know.
Write this one down. The reason why many people don't go out to preach the gospel. And reason why many don't preach the word. One is because many feel so much important. So much important. In the 21st century, people are busy making money. Watch me carefully. Busy. Like you. You are busy making money. Because if you check your age and the money in your account, who person needs to be brigu account? Young men are fighting to make money. Watch me. They want to earn big money that for them to be happy. So they feel so much important. Why should I, a businessman, and I will go and preach the word? I'm too much important. Some will check their hair and check their beauty and their skins. The way I am. I should go out and preach the word. So all of them give excuse. Some of you, from the day you became born again to now, your life has been full of excuses.
Excuses.
Everybody, those he invited, invited.
I told him, suffer. Yeah, no.
Giving excuses. Why are you not in church?
Sorry.
You'll find excuse.
Obema, yeah, no.
Why are you not in church and you find excuse? Why are you not serving God well? You find excuse. Be careful. Because on that day before him, no excuse will be accepted. Everybody who gives excuse is a liar.
Anybody
who gives excuses is a pretender.
Anybody
who gives excuses is not responsible.
In the Bible,
I realized anybody God met and gave excuse, nobody's excuse was accepted by God. From Genesis to Revelation, whoever met God with an excuse, and some of the excuses were 100% fact, by heaven rejected. I'll give you four examples right now. One, God met Moses. He could not talk.
Moses,
Moses, how are you? 1 hour. Oh, to me, come find you. He said, I can't talk. You want to send me? Good excuse that God cannot send him. Because if he cannot talk, I'll give you somebody who is a talkative. Ask for the sending. You go. For if God is sending you, he does not focus on your weakness. He focuses on the capacity he has put in you. Adam and
Eve.
When God came, Eve, what have you done? He said, the snake. God said, I'm famine. Adam, what? He said, the woman you gave me.
So bad,
God never accepted those excuses.
Abraham. Abraham.
You will give birth. Your wife will give birth. The wife was old. Good excuse. God said, I don't care about the weakness. You still give birth.
So
what makes you think that your lying excuse, God will accept it? Some of us, we feel so much important to go and preach the gospel. Are you bigger than God and the Bible?
That
all those who gave excuse,
it's really important
because I just got married. Allow me. Just got married. At least give me the respect. Most of you. If you marry on Sunday,
so are you
and I call you on Monday,
let me throw it,
the way you crucify me, you will kill me. Hey, and I have work, only my marriage to you are calling me to work. Hey, so for it's a mentality of religious people destroying the kingdom work because of excuses. Somebody says, I just bought a car. Let me try the car.
Excuse.
Let me see why your life is stagnant.
Because
you don't take God's assignment serious. And all that you think about your life is yourself. Anybody that thinks about himself lives in a tiny world. Young man, what have you done for God? Full of excuses. I just bought a land. The people that the master has invited for the great supper, and all things are ready.
Give
excuse. it will surprise you, a believer sitting down here who have been to church for over 5-10 years, wake up one morning and bring my stuff down. Wake up one morning.
That's sorry, Anopa.
And the head, not serious, but small headache. That small headache will cause the person to stay at home.
Don't go
to church.
Don't cry, sorry.
You see another believer who has a car, and in the morning his car got a problem. Because of the car problem, he will not go to church. Why are you not in church? Because I had a problem with my car. Some of you, you've given excuses, and now the excuse has become part of your life.
Yeah, the devil
always gives you excuse to give. That's why many people cannot preach the gospel. I know somebody who sat in front of me. He said, Papa, I want to finish school, have a good work, and after working, when they pay me good, I'll start doing the work of God. Years ago, many people we started ministry, and some of them, they were more powerful. The one that God used him for me to become, not even a born again, for me to love the things of God. When we are young, he can remove his uniform, throw, and people will fall. At the age of 14, 13, the guy fasted 40 days. But because he needed money, he forsook the gospel. Excuse. And you could preach here. Have you seen anybody God have sent who lacked something?
So
when I sent you, did you lack anything? If you like, let me announce tomorrow morning or Saturday, let's all meet for so many. I will cry here with my heart. I will get 5 people and everybody will give excuse. I'm preaching. We share from here before. Anybody who look at the carpet, you are a witch. Look at I'm preaching. I'm serious. Look at me. Anywhere I pass, follow me. Look at me. All the people he invited, they give excuses. Excuses is a demon and a spirit that when he entered your life, it will disconnect you from God and your assignment. Lost the throne.
One.
Then let me say two. The king called for Vashti.
You need to suffer Vashti.
She feels so much important.
She knew this was sumbo.
Say, I will not come.
Say, Mama.
Hey, Vashti. Your master is calling you.
Your opinion, I will
come and show your beauty to his people. At least you have some of the beauty. Come and present your beauty
fasting.
You are using your beauty to do shakara or shooting your. Come and show. Most of you, the king is calling you. You are sleeping in your house. No matter how you are beautiful, if Christ is not in you, you are ugly. Beauty is not divine. Prudency is divine. And beauty is outside in, but prudence is inside out. No matter how you are handsome, If Christ is not in you,
se Cristo en no mua,
you are nobody.
Unyobia.
Everybody is making money.
Bibiara pisika.
Everybody is fighting to get money.
Bibiara e preso menya sika.
Forsaking God's word. So what will happen if you get all the money you have? I know people who got money and they died.
You wanna even
their
car?
Wives and children did not even enjoy the money. Foolish bankers and foolish lawyers are enjoying their money. God, they were hiding the money from even drivers, common driver, enjoying the wealth of a rich man. Because hear me, whatever you attain and get in life, it's not permanent. It's not permanent. I have a friend passing Nigeria. He likes food. And as soon as he meets you, let's go and eat. Which I don't like that. He always embarrass you. Anytime you. He will talk about food 10 times. What do you like food like that?
Then thing I will pay you,
he said, "Where God calls me,
I say, rather friend.
The only thing that will be in me is the food in my stomach." He said, "If I die now,
he said, me who see here?
He said, the only thing I have,
dear me, what
is the food in my stomach?
So,
I always make sure there's food." So the mentality. Lift your hand and say, "Father, this year deliver me from excuses." Come on, lift up and say, "Father, this year deliver me from excuses."
Father, this year deliver me from excuses.
So far as you are in this world,
so what's I see sweet here?
There will be things that you can use it as an excuse.
Be would be you.
I was preaching for a pastor around Calagon. And the day my mother died. I was fasting for her, but she was not really well, feeling well. I left Pastor Will at the hospital and my sister. So I came back home because I was tired and I was trying to sleep. I woke up, I was going to break the fasting. As soon as I was about to sit down, my hand entered somewhere and this, my finger came out. It was a signal of something, but I can't see it now. And the blast started coming and I started crying. Blame like me, I was crying. My even as Papa, why are you crying? Should I call Pastor William at the hospital? I said, what is happening? So blood was coming. Yet that day, and so, I went to preach. Whilst I was preaching, blood was flowing. Ask him. You remember? Also, blood was flowing. I was using tissue. I was preaching. Because I'm not foolish. But don't catch you. Undo a divida. You was called love.
Ni modo.
Don't show that. You know what's called love?
You're a friend or though.
If you love something,
so what do we be?
You don't care about the pain.
We found it here.
You don't care about what you have to do for the thing. You will sacrifice.
We found it here. Obey Amadeo.
So the foundation for God to send His Son to come and save us is love. For God so loved.
Yeah, fapim tia iradisman eba.
He said, "While we were yet sinners." So the man of God looked at my face. He said, "Wow. You came to preach for me." I was also looking at the man of God. Because all my ministry, I was looking at the passion I have for the work. So when they came, he came with us, all of them, all those who have invited, the people you think they are important to you.
Well, now, so I'm sumbu, Emma, or no?
All excuse.
I'm So
you miss all the food on the table we wasted. Please go out. This is where the soul winning comes out. Go out to the streets. To the lanes. Anybody you meet, tell them that there is food here, they should come.
We better be on the beyond the kitchen. He said, you know, no umbra.
Do you know why you can't win souls? Do you know why some churches cannot grow? The pastor is waiting for doctors in his church. The doctors will come and criticize you.
He's
waiting for lawyers, waiting for parliamentarians. All the parliamentarians and the doctors, he invited, gave excuse. He said, now go to those who are unpopular.
Go to the street.
Invite the poor. Invite those who are selling ice creams and kebabs by the roadside. Those who are doing the potholes. Go to the highways, the ghettos. Bring them. They went and they came. When he came, there are still tables left. He said, my house, the party must not be empty. My house must be full.
So
go again to the edges. And when you go now, don't go and invite them. Compel them now. Look at your neighbor's face and tell him your duty is more than sitting in the church. I'm telling you. Young man coming up, your assignment in life. Your assignment in life. It's not to drive a good car.
They say ubechi eya share eya papa
obi na sumbo. All will come one day.
Ninyi na beba.
Even if it doesn't come. So I'm lost. Me, I know a man of God. He's one of my mentors. He does 5 services. Each service is 5,000. Timmy. Nigeria. He said he's 50,000, 5 service.
Yes.
He built his own house not less than 5 years. He told himself that until he has finished God's house, he will not stay in his own house. Even if you don't have your own house and you die and you fulfill God's will, what have you lost?
Even if
what if you use your life and so you do get the house and die and go to hell? We are not giving God attention, church. It's time for the body of Christ.
Christ.
The world, they are passionate about what they do. They don't feel shy. They can naked their body and stand on the stage and shake their body because they want you to enter somewhere.
They don't feel shy.
Even if they are sick, they will do it.
So
why are you giving excuse? Let's all rise. Let's all come here. Come forward. All of you come. Turn your back. Check the top. Where is your soul? Check the top, the seats. Where is your soul? Today, if God comes down now tonight, today, you are filled. We are, the down floor, we are almost 200 and over. If all of us are bringing one soul, check the top.
Yes,
we are only one soul. We've moved to 400. Have you seen you've dressed wearing your nice dress and nice hair, a nice shoe, And makeup, minim say makeup, minim makeup dimples and makeup minim ding. You've put on nice makeup. Some even have olive oils in your bag, waiting for me to bless them for service. Have you seen the top? Whose assignment?
Sit down.
Clap for yourself.
Don't say my man.
Which means you are not doing anything for God.
Just one
day when I was staying in my father's house years ago, a lady came to me. I feel my warrior. I said, I know church. My warrior. The way she was behaving, as if I'm the one who give them. As if I have men in my room.
You know, and I said, well, my or them, just me, bitch.
One day. Somebody married, I'll not see, somewhere. And the person is connected to me. Connected to the lady, it's my daughter. The following Monday, her close friend came to my office. Who was part of the wedding, nailed down. You know what she said to me? If your God gave my friend marriage, pray for me also. I know the way my friend is and the way she got the person. This prayer is jealousy.
My boy, dear, any brain fire
and envy. Because we're worried. I'll send me so worry.
So, madam, for now, already, I'll send me so worry.
Do you know God's timing?
Let me read them.
Her own can be 2 days, yours can be 4 years.
It
doesn't mean you are late.
And just work at you.
The late will come the latest.
Those
who bought Jaguar 10 years ago, if you buy Jaguar now, yours will be more than what they bought 10 years ago. Competition, spirit.
So the old prayer there.
So we can't work for God.
Don't you mean yet?
He said, go and pull them. I'm done. I can't talk much. Lift the right hand.
Put your hands through.
There is an assignment on your life. If you're a prophet of God watching me and your prophetic ministry is not winning souls, you're wasting your time.
So you're doing four and I won't come share you may dear even to Accra or sell.
If your intention of becoming a prophet is to own things.
Why do you need so baby you're doing four?
No wonder now on social media people are showing their cars and their money and their wealth. I see that is a criteria of a man of God. Who told you that? Who told you that what you have and the travel you've traveled shows God have called you? Who told you that?
The money you have
is a proof that you are doing God's work. For your information, those who are working for God don't make noise. You're not clapping. I said, those who are working for God, they don't make noise. They are calm. Focus on the work. Nobody, they are not looking at anybody. They are focusing on what course they should do. Lift
the
right hand. And I have traveled and I have bought a house in UK. And the watch I'm wearing is this. When you watch, you will be sharing. Then that is not the definition of Intama. Young boys coming, I don't want to wear bigger watch. I'm coming from here. It shows that's why today they don't follow social media, it will destroy your life. Follow the voice of God. Don't follow what people are putting on social media. It will put unnecessary pressure on your life. Lift your right hand. There's a song that came this morning. It's not part of the preaching. And then Nkokura, but my teeth, they'll send me to. If I wake up every morning, there's a song the angel sings for me. So when I came from the car, I sang Sa to my office. Every morning I receive a song every morning. So I don't know how to sing, but it comes. One day me cost you. Hey, who's there? They don't believe in me, cry. One day I'll go to the studio and I'll bring a
good song.
This is a song that came in the morning when I woke up from bed. Lift your hands and sing it. Oh Jesus. Come on, wave your hands and sing the song. Yeah. In fact, I heard it. Come on, wave your hands and sing it. Lift a voice and worship. Start again for the last time. Shirano. It's a word for somebody here. 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 It's a prophetic word for somebody. Lift your hands and worship. Yes, wave your hands and bless the Lord.
Yeah.
blow the trumpet. Come on. Anytime you can, allow him to blow the trumpet. It's very important.
Blessed by this message, kindly contact us on telephone numbers +233 244 694 299 or 0247 641 502. Our email address is samprofnk@yahoo.com. That is samprofnk@yahoo.com. Our Facebook handle is www.facebook.com/SamuelAddison, Twitter @ProfSamAddison, or visit our website www.prophetsamueladdison.org. Visit www.amazon.com to purchase these books by Prophet Samuel Addison. Keep the fire burning. Tell no one. Your secret is your power. Discovering the secret to the top. Why do you need power? Dealing with success killers and many more. You can also get copies of these books from any bookshop near you. God richly bless you. Oh,